tomorrow. And that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a... I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Fuck it.
There's no words on tomorrow.
Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Because I've never seen that.
Fucking thing sucks.
There's no words there.
Fuck it. There's no words on
tomorrow. Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Fuck it.
Because I've never seen that.
Fucking thing sucks.
There's no words there.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what.
Go. Go. I can't do it.
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, December 5th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Ben. How's everybody doing tonight?
Oh, hey! What's up, Ben? What's going on?
Back again. This is exciting stuff, man.
Fucking A. So thank you guys so much for checking out episode number 122 of this little podcast we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around 7 or 8 or 9 p.m. It all depends. So, Ben.
Yes.
Friday. How the fuck are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I gotta work tomorrow, but that's okay.
Hey,
I can
me
live
too.
With that.
Me too, man.
Work sucks, dude.
5 days a week pushing water, 1 day a week pushing food.
I've been working like 3 days a week getting bitched at, and that's about it.
3 days a week pushing comedy. It never ends. Hey, little saying I just made up. Not enough hours in the day, man. Not enough.
You made that one?
No.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
So, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to the Friday Night Show. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/chats, where everyone's hanging out at, and thejamhole.com/feedback is where you will type shit, and I will try and keep up with it tonight.
This is true.
Yeah, I know. It's hard, because usually that's the shit Braden does when I'm reading stories, and then when he's reading stories, you know, I deal with it, but now it's like I have to do it all the time. So.
I can't keep up with it, because I'm, like, staring here, but then I just zone out for a long time, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, Matt's talking, and then I kind of look over again. Then I kind of space out again, so I'm looking again.
Yeah, just when you are talking, just make sure it's into the mic. That's how we record.
Well, I mean, duh.
You may be surprised by the mics because we have a camera one here.
And a camera two.
We each have a camera on us. No big fucking deal. 20 Dildo says, where the fuck is Matt? Well, it is Friday, and actually Matt has been, you know, helping out when Braden can't show up, which has been every fucking day we've been doing the show this week and last week. But I called him up and I couldn't get a hold of Matt, and I called up Ben and I couldn't get a hold of him, and I kept trying to call both, and I finally got a hold of Ben. He was all systems fucking go. I finally got a hold of Matt. He was not all systems fucking
go. He got a little tummy ache this evening.
Yeah,
actually, what happened there.
I think actually what really happened is that he got some sand up in his vagina hole.
Somewhere in there.
It's irritating him. No, actually, I called him up and he's like, I was like, you know, we need to get up there now. And he's like, no, I'm tired. I'm like, well, I want us to watch this movie because we're going to talk about it on the show.
Oh, that's right.
And he was like, well, I was like, you know what? Just forget it. Me and Ben will take care of it.
That's what I call a sandbox. Sand in the vagina. Sandbox.
All right. I'll give that a ding.
I'll count that.
That's what I call just being a pussy bitch. But it, yeah, hey, count it. Add it up, man.
I'll count that one for sure.
I'm surprised that it hasn't happened more often, but I have a feeling that it's going to start happening more often now. As, you know, this show continues to move forward and people I do the show with either get sick of doing it because it's quite a commitment, you know, 3 days a week, a couple hours every time. And
whoa.
I know. It's like, dude, I got so many better things I could be doing right now, like sleeping and being miserable at home because I'm in a relationship that makes me want to blow my fucking brains out.
Probably just sitting around masturbating, actually.
Well, okay, that one I would let go. But the other two, not so much. So, whatever.
That's cool.
I'm waiting because one of these days you guys are going to turn on the feed and it's going to be just fucking me. So, I don't know how that's going to work out, but
I'm going to be here as much as possible, I believe.
All right.
I honestly do enjoy this.
Now that you've said that and it's recorded, I will use that as proof in court when I call you and you're like, no, I can't, and I have to do it myself, and I lose a bunch of listeners because I can't do this by myself. I will sue you for damages.
No.
This being Exhibit A, Your Honor.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. We'll play the jam hole for a courtroom and we'll see how they like it.
So I got some real quick just fucking bullshit shit I need to bitch about and get off my chest, and then we will continue on the show. So at work, I've bitched about this, but it was a very long time ago, like when we first started this show, and it hasn't really bugged me so much lately, but today I'm done with it. Okay. If you work at a place that has water being delivered to it, like 5-gallon jugs, if you work in an office and there's a water cooler there that you all sit around and pretend to give a fuck about what other people are doing, if you have one of those and you're the person that changes the fucking jug, I swear to fucking God, if you keep putting, you know, let me back up. I'm getting all flustered here. On top of the jugs, there's this sticker. And it says peel off. And that's the sticker you peel off, and it exposes the little fucking hole that goes on the spigot of the fucking cooler, right?
All right.
Okay.
Is that to keep it distilled?
No. What?
Is that to,
our water's not distilled, but no, that it's just a sticker. It just covers the thing.
Okay.
So when people take the sticker off of the jug, rather than set it in the trash can that is right next to the water cooler usually, of course they can't fucking do that. They take the sticker and they put it on the fucking jug itself. Not on the cap, but on the fucking plastic part of the fucking jug. And you know what that does? I'll tell you what it doesn't do. It doesn't come off easy, okay? And do you know what it's like having like 200 fucking jugs that all have these goddamn fucking stickers on it? Do you know what that's like for me? Do you have any idea what that's like for
Nobody
me?
Nobody cares, though.
Everybody cares. I hate it. I am so... The trash can's right there. That's like going in your bathroom and taking a dump in the trash can when the fucking toilet's right there. Like, really, adult? Why would you ever do that other than to piss me the fuck off? And I'm sure it happens in other fucking cities to other fucking water guys.
Okay.
And they're listening to this right now going, fucking hallelujah, brother. Preach that shit. Fucking preach it.
Get a hold of us and let us know if you actually care about the water stickers.
I can't even pronounce Exude CO Finco 26. I don't know what the fuck your name is. I'm sorry. You can be Tim. He says, Matt, leave angry notes informing them not to put stickers on the jugs. And I've done that, and nobody fucking listens.
You've went out of your way to do that.
Yeah, I'll put it on the fucking water dispenser. It'll be like a door hanger that's like, sorry, we were here, you weren't, that kind of thing.
Right.
I'll take that, flip it over, and write, can you please not do what the fuck you're doing? And, you know, it didn't bother me for a while, because I just said, fuck it. You know, the ones I could peel off, I would peel off, but when it left, you know, residue and shit all over the jugs,
yeah,
I didn't fuck with it, you know? But then I started getting bitched at by our sales guy, and he's like, you know, some people think that's on the inside, not the outside of the jug. I'm like, well, some people are fucking retarded. If you see something on the outside of a jug and you touch it and it feels like it's on the outside of the fucking jug, you know what that means? It means it's on the outside of the fucking jug. It's not in your precious fucking water. And these are the same fucking retards that are like, can I have the jugs with handles? I'm old and I can't put it on the machine myself. I understand the handle makes it easier to fucking carry, but they act like the ones with handles are like 20 pounds lighter than the ones without. Like, they weigh the same fucking thing, you know? And the other thing that it doesn't really piss me off as much. So you have the people that take the stickers off and then they put it on the jugs. And that's fucking ridiculous. That shit has to stop. I go, oh, you don't even know.
I have a good idea.
Then the sales guy is like, you have to scrape all these off. It takes me so fucking long to fill water because I have to scrape every godforsaken fucking jug. So then there's people that they won't even take the sticker off. They'll just take it with the sticker on there and they'll try and put it on there. And it, like,
wow, that's retarded, dude.
It's a plastic fucking spigot and it has to puncture through the tension of the sticker and the plastic thing that's up inside there. So then they call and bitch at us when their cooler's clogged and no water's coming out because they do that enough times and pieces of sticker get stuck in the fucking cooler, or they break the fucking thing off. And then you know what has to happen? Guess who gets to go fix it? Hi, my name's Matt. I'll be your fucking death dealer tonight. The laziest fucking people, I swear to God. You're so lazy you get water delivered to you. Any other bodily necessities I could bring right to your fucking fat face? Anything else?
It's just the American society, man.
Well, I know. We're all full of our fucking convenience and shit. And granted, if we weren't, I wouldn't have a fucking job. But how hard is it to take the goddamn shit and throw it in the fucking sticker? You know?
You mean in the trash?
Thank you. See, that's how pissed I am.
You are pissed.
I've been holding this in all.
Go back and
day. Watch
these videos. You'll see the facial expressions.
Oh, Christ. Yeah, we're filming, like I said earlier. I'll get those up hopefully sometime this weekend. Also on YouTube.com/jamhole, I did get more videos of episode 120 with me and Ben, and then episode 121, the trifecta, the triforce of Matt.
The Triforce of Matt.
The Matt Triforce. I had Matt, and Matt here. I got video of that I have to edit, too.
Who is the third Matt? I haven't met the third Matt.
Matt, the kid from Vengeance, the metal band, the bass player. He was
Vengeance.
He was the first kid I met when I moved here, so he was kind of like one of my best friends.
I haven't
friends
met him,
shit.
But Travis, who's also in Vengeance, got me fired once upon a time from a place called Teletech. And so that was nice of him.
I quit once upon a time from a place called Teletech.
I got fired because he thought I was missing work.
I went through the training there, and, you know, they have the thing. They're like, well, after 2 weeks, if you feel you're not ready, you can have a couple more weeks of training. And those of you that are ready, you can go onto the floor. So what I did is I went through the 2 weeks of training, got paid, and they're like, so are you ready? And I totally was. I was ready like day three, but I'm like, no, I need a couple more weeks. I worked a couple more weeks, got another paycheck, had enough money to buy an iPod, and then I quit.
And then you quit.
And then I fucking quit.
But it's Bank of America. And that's
affiliate. This was back when it was Nextel cell phone service.
Oh, really?
And shit, yeah.
I did not know
now
that.
It's just banks.
Now they do it for Bank of America, which is, dude, that's a job that got under my skin. So you got people that are getting pissed off about money that they didn't even have to spend to begin with, and they're yelling at me, and that's just like, dude, just be a little bit more responsible. Check that shit out, man.
Yeah,
we offer online banking. That is as convenient as it gets. You hop on, type in a password, and you go.
My bank,
that's as easy as it gets, man.
I can send a text message to bank with the text BAL in the fucking body of the message.
Right.
And like 10 seconds later, it'll send me how much money I have.
Yeah, dude.
Like,
simplicity.
Granted, I'm not at Bank of America, but I'm
Fuck
sure they
Bank
do.
Of America.
I'm sure they do something like that.
Oh, dude.
So 26 says, holy shit.
I can't read any of them.
26
tonight.
Says, my mission of Matt not pronouncing my name was successful. Yes, I could not. I don't know. what the fuck? Pseudo-seofinca, I don't fucking know. And then he says, if you rub the sticker with water, does it come off easier? No, it does not.
Yeah.
No, I thought that too. I run them through the bottle washer a few times, and they're still on there. The only thing to do is for me to fucking stand there with a fucking putty knife and scrape every single fucking one.
It's like when you put, what's that, packing tape, when you put that on plastic, that grimy, like solidified, nasty goo.
Because sometimes I'm good, and I can, like, if you pull the sticker a certain way, generally it'll come right off, but most of the time it leaves a residue. But sometimes you can tell. It's like they sat there and like rubbed out all the bubbles with a credit card, like they were tinting fucking windows or something. It took them more time and effort to get that sticker on the jug perfectly than it would have been to just throw it in the fucking trash. Sometimes I think they do it on purpose.
So really, they're not lazy then. They're putting out that much effort.
It would seem, right?
I guess.
Fucking pricks. So, I don't know. I'm just, it's so annoying.
Those like bastards drinking water out there.
Yeah, I don't know what to fucking do. what can you do? Tell them, I leave notes.
Dude, be creepy. Get their cell phones. Call them up.
I should start doing
that. How are those stickers doing?
Hey, you didn't just, I should like mount little camera. If I, see, this is the shit if I was a billionaire I would do. I would mount like little hidden cameras in everybody's office and I would have that go to my phone. And as soon as I saw someone about to put one on, I'd make that phone call and I'd be like,
hey,
I saw that. Don't even fucking think about
it. Don't go there, bitch.
I'm watching you. MDS says use Goo Gone. It's like, I don't have this stuff there. I guess I could go buy some, but...
Fuck that.
Like, it comes off with the putty knife. It's just the fact that there's like 200 or 300 jugs to have to do that to. It would take just as much time to pour Goo Gone and wipe that shit off as it does to just scrape the fucking shit with a putty knife. So, you're fucked either way.
It's a real predicament.
All I'm saying is if you're in an office and you happen to do that, just do your water guy a fucking favor and don't, just throw the fucking sticker in the trash. Don't be a prick.
Yeah, dude.
That's all I'm saying. Basically, the moral of the story is don't be a prick, okay?
Don't be a prick in my finger.
If you take one thing away from that story, just don't be a prick.
Don't drink water.
So, I was checking some news headlines and I found... as if I needed it, but more proof that people are complete fucking retards, and they will just believe the most ridiculous shit. The first thing it started out, maybe you've heard about, there's been that story going around where man gets pregnant and has baby.
Yeah, he's and a then, transvestite, isn't
and
he?
And then, well, that's the thing, you read the fucking story, and it's like, oh, that man actually used to be a woman, got a sex change, but still has the woman inside.
Yeah.
I don't care what the fuck you got transformed into, if you have ovaries and a uterus and a fucking, you had a vagina, you're a chick. You can get it fucking, you can super glue a fucking dick on there, you can cut the tits off. If you still have the ovaries and the uterus and shit, you're still a fucking chick. And people, they see that headline and they're like, oh my god, a guy had a fucking baby. It's like, no!
No!
A guy didn't have a baby.
An ex-woman had a baby.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
But they're treating it like, well, he's a guy now, so it was a guy. It's like, guys don't have uteri! Guys don't have fallopian tubes! Or
labia walls.
Exactly.
Any of this. You know what's funny? I don't know how they didn't make the connection that there's transvestites all over the world. I watched an interview actually for about 15 seconds on the news. I hate watching TV, but sometimes it's just on and
sometimes
you
just
gotta.
You'd gotta.
And the interviewer's like, so you're making a lot of people nervous out there. You know that, right? And he's like, hur. Hey, guess what? I'm a chick. And then the chick's like, oh, and then they go on the interview. And I didn't really finish it out. It was probably a Dateline thing or something.
So,
but how can people not make that connection that there's transvestites that have babies?
They don't, because
they're oblivious. They think this world is perfect.
They read
fucking not.
They read, this one is called Man Has Baby, and that's it.
Yep.
And then they take that part of it, and they're like, oh my god, men are having babies. It's just like that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, Junior. Oh my god.
And then they go home and question God, and they cry about it, and they bitch and moan, which probably leads to drinking and abusing their spouse.
Right. It should, if you're doing it right. So the next story comes kind of in that thing is, I just saw today, in Saudi Arabia, a 1-year-old is pregnant.
What?
That was the headline. One-year-old pregnant. And it came out of Saudi Arabia. So you would think, oh my God, a one-year-old is pregnant.
How somebody, did that happen?
The first thing you would probably think is somebody fucked a one-year-old and it's pregnant now and it's going to have a baby in 9 months, right?
Which is not possible.
That's not even what happened. It's just that's what people talk about, though. You'll see it on Oprah. They're like, oh, a one-year-old in Saudi Arabia is pregnant and shit. No, what happened is when it was being formed, when it was an embryo, there was a twin there. And one of, you know, the egg splits in half and forms two babies. Well, the second embryo got absorbed by the first one and ended up in the fucking uterus of the first one. It's dead, but they don't say that in the headline. They don't say baby born with dead fetus in womb, you know? They just say one-year-old is pregnant. It's almost like they're trying to trick us, and they do, because people are fucking retarded sheep. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, dude, that's pretty bad. You knew anything about science or, like, you know, even got to sixth grade, maybe, you would know that girls don't develop until they're at least 10.
Exactly.
You'd have to, oh.
But people
that's
go around,
ridiculous,
and
dude.
That's the kind of shit people are sitting at the water cooler putting stickers on my fucking jugs, and they're like, hey, did you hear about that man who had a baby? And the dude's like, yeah, hey, did you hear about that one-year-old that got pregnant?
Why, yes, I did.
Okay, well, back to my shitty fucking miserable life. I'll see you in 20 minutes when I go
Wow, the world's really going crazy. See you later.
Yeah, just ridiculousness. Dude. Complete and utter ridiculousness. So, the next thing I did want to talk about, have you ever heard of Justin.tv? Justin TV.
No.
It's a place online. It's like Ustream. It's like live video. Basically, you can go there, and it's a Flash, you know, Flash animation. It's a Flash-based console for streaming webcams live and shit.
Right.
So there's this thing on there I found, and I've heard it talked about on Sick and Wrong podcast, and I think that was it. But there's this thing called Adam's Block. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Adam's Block, basically in San Francisco, down in the Tenderloin, which is just happens to be where Dee and Lance live of Sick and Wrong. I don't know if you've ever listened to their show.
I've never.
It was one of the podcasts I've been listening to for a long time. Another one of our friends that we look up to and shit. They're cool guys. But so in the Tenderloin in San Francisco, there's this one block, and I guess this kid lived there named Adam, and just all this crazy shit goes on at night and in the daytime, and just like crackheads and hookers and transvestites and all this crazy fucking shit. So what he did was got a nice fucking webcam and set it up so it's constantly streaming on the internet, and it's called Adam's Block. And he archives, you know, archive footage of shit that happened. I was watching through it last night, and there's like, it's crazy fucking shit people do to each other. Fucking fights breaking out and cops beating down people. And there's this one where this wheelchair is crossing the street and this car comes like a foot away from just nailing him, doing like 45, it looked like. And yeah, it's just this 24 hours a day, this webcam.
I'm going to check that out. That sounds pretty interesting to watch.
It's so fucking cool. It's called Justin TV. Do a search for Adam's Block.
It's
going
to be straight
Block.
Like hookers sucking dick for blow, like right in the middle of the road.
Dude, look at me. Yeah. It's crazy, dude.
Wow.
It's fucking nuts. So,
dude,
yeah,
it's
totally awesome that people are doing that kind of shit, and it's catching like just all this fucked up shit that people do, and people are like, oh, we live in such an awesome place. It's like, yeah, well, Adam,
this kind of proves the opposite.
Adam
right here
actually lives in kind of a shitty place. Oh man,
it's time to get real, people. Wake up.
It is. It's fucking
seriously
amazing,
man.
And maybe once we get, you know, some better cameras that will actually stream live, we'll start doing that also. Not of, you know, the outside here, but of the shows and stuff like that. Oh, goodness gracious. You want to talk about noise?
Yeah, let's talk about noise.
And
then
that's all I got. So, I watched a movie the other day called Noise. And what's that dude's name? Tim Robbins?
Tim Robbins,
I
think.
He's a huge douchebag I've heard in real life. But he does a really good job in this. Basically, it's just a movie about noise. Like, car alarms, fucking just traffic, noise pollution, pretty much.
Right.
And it was really interesting movie to watch, because here, where we live in Montana, we don't have much of that
noise.
I mean, in town and by the highways, or if you live, like, I used to live out by the airport, I would hear that shit. But this guy, It's this dude that lives in New York, and just constantly there's people's car alarms going off and
dump like, trucks and all this shit,
just
dude.
Noise. And at the beginning, it goes into this thing about how car alarms don't work anymore, and this dude is like stealing this car, and there's people all around, yeah. And the car alarm goes off, and he's like, "Oh, darn, car alarm acting up again," and people just walk right by,
and he's too afraid to ask.
No, yeah, well, because they hear it so much. That's the point the movie's making is that this shit, we're around it so much, we just tune it out.
Like, we kind of adapt to it.
How many of you out there listening right now that live in big cities hear car alarms and don't even bat an eye at it, just like it's normal fucking everyday shit, you know?
Yep.
Like, I guess maybe back when they first started, it did a little good because they're like, "Oh, what the fuck is that? Holy shit, there's a dude stealing that car." But you know, now it's like when you overuse antibiotics like penicillin. After a while,
it just doesn't work
it
anymore.
It stops working, you know? It's just like that. So it goes on, and he starts busting up cars pretty much whenever, because the car alarm will go on and it'll stop after 3 minutes. His point is, we shouldn't have to hear it for 3 minutes. We shouldn't have to hear it for a minute. We shouldn't have to hear it at all. So he goes out there, busts the fucking window, goes in, cuts the power, leaves a little sticker saying, what was his name?
The
Rectifier.
The Rectifier.
Yeah. Yep. And it was an awesome movie. What did you think?
The guy just goes straight baseball bats out all these windows.
He
pops
goes straight,
the hood, and he just goes in there and straight slices the cord to the car alarm.
Like falling down Michael Douglas style, and just beats the shit fuck up.
It hits a point where people are like, "Oh, well, he's just doing that. Okay." And they just walk off because they don't want to hear that shit. And then at one point, he goes to do that. And people are like, "Yeah." Or no, there's a bell. There's like a little bell that signifies for cars to come out or some shit.
It's a bell in an apartment complex.
Right. And he just beats he like hits it with a hammer, which I thought was like, "Oh, that's really going to work, you know?" So he does that a few times.
The claw side of it. He just rips it the fuck off.
And then he like cuts it off. And all these people just like start clapping. And he's like, "Hell yeah, man. Yeah, I'm a hero." Everybody was into it.
All the people that live there. Because they're sick of fucking hearing it too.
Yeah,
but like you said, people in their day-to-day lives, they're too busy and caught up in what they're doing to do anything about it. This guy got fucking fed up with it.
Well, actually, it happened.
Something.
He was impotent. He couldn't fuck his wife because there were so many car alarms, it would just distract him.
Yeah, it was the one time, you know, a month he could get it up, something would happen and it would distract him. So he just got so pissed, he just started destroying other people's
shit. There's a scene, he just hops up naked, just like, "Turn that shit off," like yelling out his
window.
"It'll
turn off in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
No. Turn it off the fuck
Christ,
now.
No. Fuck 3 minutes.
So yeah, basically, I mean, we're going to spoil it. So if you want to watch it, you might want to fast forward a few minutes. But
no, you may as well watch the whole thing.
I'm saying of the show, because I'm going to tell you what happens.
Oh,
so
right.
If you don't want to hear, you might want to fast forward a few minutes.
Yep.
So basically, he goes around, he destroys all this shit. He keeps getting arrested here and there. And then he decides to make a petition about it and ends up getting all these people. They collect enough signatures and they bring it to the mayor. The mayor's a huge fucking douchebag and he overturns it so it doesn't even go. So Tim Robbins goes and buys this shitty truck and has his friend who works in the car alarm installation, stereo installation business, just modify the fuck out of it with like all these sirens and horns.
Dude, there's like six just on the roof. I don't even know how many you could fit within
just
a vehicle.
He maxed it the fuck out. Yep. Parks it in front of City Hall and just turns it on. And the people are coming down. They're like, "Turn that off." He's like, "Oh, it'll turn off in a few minutes. And
just give it 3 minutes. I can't do anything."
Yeah,
and they're like, "No, fuck that shit. Get that off now." He's like, "Nope, 3 minutes." All the while, he's got like those industrial fucking headset
so
that he can't hear him. And he's like, "What? I can't hear you." And everybody's like, "Turn it off." And it's pretty obvious.
So
he knows what's going on, you know?
The point he's trying to make is when he went to court the first time, they're saying it's not assault, it's not battery. There's no crime. You can't do anything.
They feel it doesn't affect them. But then when it actually did.
Well, now it's happening to them at an accelerated level. You know, it's way louder than normal car alarms.
The mayor was in the middle of a conference with people from Japan. He was about to close on a huge deal to open up a lot of jobs. But because he went with the car alarms, he fucked that whole thing up and they were pissed.
Right.
And it just so happened to be outside of one of the judges, like, maybe
it's
an
City
office
Hall.
Or
he
something.
He was outside of City Hall doing that shit.
Right, and he was upstairs. The judge was upstairs, and he comes out. He is livid. He's
he's
turn
pissed.
That off. And the guy's just like, no, I can't. I got 3 more minutes on it, you know?
So the guy basically takes a golf club, busts the window in and shit. So now it goes to court,
yep.
And he makes the point with the judge, who's now the plaintiff, that this is actually assault. I felt like how assault can
I was basically accosted.
It can be assault if you run up to somebody and act like you're going to hit them even without hitting them. Because
right.
to them, they felt like you were going to hit them.
Their nervous system just fucking
so
collapses.
With that much noise and shit, he's like, you know, it actually affected me. So then that set a precedent in court now. So
yep.
when he goes back for his case, he can refer to that court case and be like, it actually is assault. It's here in the records. And then he can win his thing.
This
so.
Is true. And at one point, there's a three-way. He
yeah,
has a three-way with
a
two hot chicks.
Tim
so.
Robin. Hot shit, man. He nailed a couple hotties there.
This is true. And they were a lot younger than him. He's probably in his 50s now.
I just thought it's you never see a movie about that kind of shit. About
never.
Just straight up fucking noise pollution. People, like, I used to do it when I was a kid. I had a fat fucking loud ass stereo in my car and shit. But it's the people that, like, when I pulled up to gas stations, I would always turn it down. When I was at stoplights, I would turn it down. Because it's, other people don't need to hear that shit,
yeah.
you know? But the kids that, like, roll up to gas stations and just leave it fucking cranked with their faggot ass fucking gangster rap shit,
we've
and they go in and they come out. It just don't do that shit.
We
don't
live in
a
small town where it's still cool to cruise Maine, like that's our main drag.
Is it?
Well, I mean,
I know
me,
I see people,
but
do
the
it
high
all
schooler
the-
kids, and that's they're the ones bumping. They're needing attention bad, you know. So they're just straight thumping down Maine, like all cool cruising and whatever. But really, it's not. It's not good for anybody, and people get pissed. I'm just like, dude, do you really need to impress somebody?
Yeah,
that?
It's
Are
fucking
that
stupid,
lonely,
and
pathetic,
that's
man.
That's the most of it we really have here, unless, like I said, you live by the highway and shit. But I think
yeah.
it was an interesting movie to watch. That, like, you know, there's granted it wasn't a true story, but you know that can happen. That shit, if you live in New York, I can imagine just hearing that shit all the time and it driving you crazy,
dude,
and
yeah.
making it so that your dick don't get hard. So 26 says, I live next to a restaurant. Car alarms every other night. I don't even hear them anymore. Paulo says, yeah, when I was in New York, I never noticed sirens or the subway rumble under the building. And then 26 says, people that get offended by movie spoilers are fucking faggots.
Yes. Good call.
Good call.
I like that.
All right. Well, you got anything else before we do some confessions?
I'm super grateful, and I feel really blessed that I get to live in the Valley where there's not a lot of that shit that I have to deal with.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. The Valley is great. Don't fucking move here and pollute our shit.
It's a beautiful place here. I've been taking pictures. If you follow us on twitter.com/jamhole, I have a TwitPic account. I take pictures of, like, the sunsets, and when I'm up in the hills taking pictures, picture of the mountains and all that shit, you can see all the awesome fucking views we have. The only thing that's gonna fuck this place up is more Californians moving here, and I can say that because I moved here from California.
Yes.
But I did it before it was the in thing
it
to move
is.
Here from California. Like, I did it before that shit.
You know what's gonna fuck it up? We're going to get Montana's largest mall, and then we're going to get a super Walmart, which people are basically going to consider a mall, and then we're going to get like 3 more of them by the time that's over.
Well, I noticed it like 5 years ago when they started building lots of new banks and lots of new churches. And you know, if you live in a small city and you start noticing churches and banks being built like there's no fucking tomorrow, that means the city planners are getting ready for an influx in
population.
Money's
coming.
People are coming.
Yep.
People need money and banks, and they need their fucking bullshit religions. So
yep.
if you see that shit popping up, like I noticed that here 5, 6, 7 years ago,
yeah.
and then all of a sudden after that, the 2 years after that, we got Target and Best Buy and Dave's Barbecue and just all this shit just started getting built. All these McMansion houses and these huge housing tracts that now no one can fucking buy because no one's giving loans out.
And nobody
because,
can afford it
oh,
even
hey.
If they got the loan.
We're in a little depression.
A little slump.
I like
slump,
to call it. A
one
hey,
could say.
I'm just in a slump, man. I'm batting zeros
it's
right now.
It's not that bad. It's just a little slump we run into, right?
Hey.
Yeah, nah.
It happens every now and then. You
this
know how
true.
We'll fix it? We'll just make more money.
You know what I think will fix it?
killing about half the population? What, no, that's well, not nice. Don't do that.
I don't think anything will fix it. I think America is seriously just going to have to collapse so that we can build our ass up again, because we've been a little too spoiled for a little too long.
Like I said in another show, how we make fun of people, we rip them apart and break them down to nothing, and then we build them back up again. That's what America is going to have to go through. And hey, if you guys need help, you call the Jam Hole. We will come down. We will tear you the fuck apart.
We won't call you worthless pussies.
We won't help so much with the building back up, but we will definitely come in with sledgehammers and fucking guns and shit. I don't know. What do you use to tear down stuff?
Jackhammers?
Jackhammers.
We'll straight jackhammer your ass.
That or. Ugh. You can jackhammer their asses.
You know I'm not doing that.
When I lived in the city, I drove a big old Volvo station wagon. It was hard to find spaces big enough to parallel park it in, and I have a hard time with spatial relations to begin with. I hit a lot of cars, some softly and gently, others not so much.
Not so much.
I have to do that in my truck. Like, I have an extended cab, an extended pickup. It's a Chevy 2500 heavy duty. Like,
that's
my
a Montana truck.
It's a big fucking truck, but I can parallel park that thing just like I can my car without stopping. Just one fluid fucking motion. Just fucking boom.
Yep. There's a little rhythm to it.
You go up, you fucking hit it in reverse, and then you don't stop till you're there. 13 inches from the curb every time.
I got a little Subaru Outback. Or no, actually, it's a Legacy. But, I mean, that thing's pretty long. I've gotten the hang of it.
Are you good at it?
Yeah. I've only had it for a month or two.
I've seen people in little two-door fucking cars not, like, do it, like, four times and then still not make it and get pissed and then just fucking leave.
Or straight
and then
blast
you know what
the car
I do?
Behind them.
And then I fucking roll in there with my truck and I fucking move it in there. Like, dude, I just fit my truck that's, like, two of your cars in there without stopping, and I was text messaging Twitter while I was doing it. And you could, what's the matter? What's wrong? Do we not know how to drive? What's the matter? I'm sorry if I dinged or dented your car, and more sorry I never left a note when I did damage. Yeah, I'm sure you're just, it's just tearing you up inside at night.
I can't sleep because of this shit.
And you know what? They're going to do the same fucking thing tomorrow, and you know what they're not going to do?
Cry.
Leave a note.
Or leave a note.
Or cry.
Or cry.
I'm just postponing the inevitable.
And what's the inevitable here?
Well, is it the proverbial inevitable death, or is this like, inevitably, Monday is going to come along, and I'm going to have to get up and go to work, and I'm going to have to probably change the water jug, and I hate our fucking water guy. So yeah, I'm going to put the sticker on the jug, and then I'm going to talk about how this man just gave birth to this fucking baby. Is that, we live in an amazing day and age, Ben. Hey, did you hear? There's dudes actually giving birth to babies.
Wouldn't that make them
a chick
then?
Did you hear that? And I heard, I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard one of those babies is pregnant.
What?
I know. We are doing science, man. Science is doing amazing things. Hmm. I'm always on. Whenever I talk to a girl, I can get her sucking me off in a matter of hours.
Ooh.
It's a fucking curse. Like, I can't help it. Everywhere I go, I'm getting my dick sucked. Do you know what it's like to get your dick sucked everywhere you go? I'd like to say I enjoy it, but nay. It's very annoying. It's a fucking curse. You poor baby. God. And I am beat. Why? Oh, I just got my dick sucked about 100 times from the time I left my house till the time I got to your house.
Huh.
Dog, my dick is raw, dog.
Or dried out with herpes.
Man. My balls look like raisins. They are just milked dry. Sorry. Mallory is the... Hey, I just work with what I'm given,
I know.
Man. That's all I can do, man. That's all any of us can
do. That's all we need, though,
really. You can just work with what you're given. Mallory is the most beautiful girl I have ever met. I wish I could tell her, but I can't because I'm a fucking mute. God damn it.
I don't know how to talk.
I can't talk. And she doesn't understand sign language. Fuck. Oh, man. I hate living with my parents so much. I love them, but I have to leave. I can't deal with trying to fall asleep listening to them fuck all the time. I mean, I understand you're trying to make another baby, but, you know, can you do it while I'm at school or something? I'm sick of it.
And between that and getting my dick sucked all the time, life's about worthless these days.
I get, like, no sleep, you know? Hey, not enough hours in a day, man. Not enough.
Yeah, I heard that somewhere.
I know. I think I made that up some time ago. what do you think is really happening there? What would make you hate your living with your parents so much? You still love them, but you just hate living with them.
I'm assuming he's breaking rules, getting drunk, getting high, and getting in fights. Getting his dick sucked all the time. His parents probably aren't into that.
They're like, hey, no more blowjobs. You. Excuse me, can you take my son's dick out of your mouth so I can talk to him? You're making a very...
We're not knocking on the door next time.
He's like,
out of your mouth.
Mom, I tried. One gets off it and another just hops right on. I don't know what the fuck to do.
They just blow out my phone 24/7 and they just come on over. They got our address in their phone book.
It's unbelievable. I like fucking prostitutes.
What?
Have you ever fucked a prostitute?
I've never fucked a prostitute, but why did it take him hours to get his dick sucked by a prostitute?
This is different. Each one of these is different. You understand that, right?
I thought we were still on the same one.
Just one long, giant confession, or what?
I usually thought they were like that.
No, each one's a different one. Do I need to start telling you guys, like, which, when I'm at the new one?
I would appreciate that. I totally thought it was one. I mean, it makes sense.
Oh.
So it went from guy gets his dick sucked too much to dude doesn't want to live with his parents to, what was this next one?
Just a sec. The next one. So it went from driving the Volvo, hitting cars.
Oh, okay.
Postponing the inevitable.
All right.
And then getting your dick sucked all the time. And then Mallory was the most beautiful girl I'd ever met, but I can't tell her because I'm a big vag. And then I hate living with my parents. And now we're finally on to I like fucking prostitutes more than I like fucking my wife. Ooh. Did you hear that, wifey? I like fucking prostitutes more than you. So 26 says, check the feedback. And this is, it's a little note. It says, you have a very cool car. The thing that is not cool is the Marilyn Manson sticker on the back. He puts down our Lord and Savior in every way. Please do not support him. In Christ, signed, Shoals Christian School.
Where did this come from?
I don't know. 26 just posted it on the feedback.
I just want to say...
I'll post it in the chat so you guys can check it out. But then it says, Jesus hearts you. And then it says, we proved for you. We prayed for you.
You can't even spell it? What happened there?
No, it's because it's a note, and it's a scan of it.
It's not like... Oh, okay. I'm confused. I don't have this on my computer, everybody. Don't think
I'm
retarded.
Well, here, I just posted it in the chat.
I'm not on the chat tonight.
I thought you were. I put you in the chat.
Where? Where's the chat?
That? Right there. That's the chat. Here, hold on. Hold
People
on.
Aren't talking
Stay right
much
there.
Tonight.
Hold on. Stay right there.
I'm there. I just want to say Marilyn Manson definitely puts down Christ, but he's also a
like
smart
Marilyn.
Motherfucker. Yeah, he's intelligent.
I loved
dude.
His book. His book was amazing.
And
dude.
Every
there. I post it right
every
there.
Every interview that you're ever going to see him in, he's going to be very calm and composed. And then we got weirdos like Bill O'Reilly freaking out.
I don't think from reading the book, it was like he's not all freaky and fucked up. He took the thing that people are most afraid of and put it into a symbol and then just rolled with it and created music that symbolized that thing that everybody's afraid of. Jesus, fucking God, that whole fucked up thing.
Right.
And then, you know, all the shit that goes along with it. And
yep.
He just personified that.
Man.
He basically became humanity's scapegoat and they bought into it and he made a
Millions.
Shitload. He made money because your kids are fucking miserable. That's why.
Yep.
And I fucking love that shit. I like his
Dude,
music.
I think
fucking...
he's awesome. You know what I really like about him is just he was the little pussy wimp kid that and he just got fed up with it, man. And that's why he went to personify all this.
Yeah, he started writing for metal magazines, and then he just went at it, man.
He looked at what
made other metal bands successful, and he fucking drew on all of that.
And he looked at humanity,
what they're afraid of, and then he just multiplied it by like a hundredfold. He's like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to fucking do it. And he did it, and he's fucking rich.
You know what the cool thing, for everybody, all you Jam Hole fans out there, go check out disinfo.con. Can you send that out for him?
Disinfo.con?
C-O-N.con. It's a video. You can probably find it somewhere. It's a lot of really good interviews, and it's kind of, they put it on like, they're speaking to an audience, and what they're talking about is like metaphysical. They're talking about Satanism. They're talking about different topics that pretty much appeal to me, probably appeal to Matt, but they make a lot of extremely valid points. And Marilyn Manson's on there, and what he talks about, the topics of Columbine and the way society is and why kids get the shit kicked out of them. And then everybody's like, why do we go back in and blow their ass away with shotguns? Why does that happen? It's because people get fucked up all the time by all the fucking jocks and bullies out there.
You know what? It's like what goes on in offices, but at school it's way more fucking multiplied because kids are fucking so mean.
And they don't have any fear of not going to school. People at offices fear getting fired. People at school are like, fuck, kick me out of school.
Well, that's
Who
what I'm saying. At
shit?
School, what's the worst that's going to happen?
Suspension, I got
suspended. If that, they rarely expel you unless you go in with a gun threat or something
when
like
I was
that,
younger,
or drugs.
When I was younger, I loved getting suspended because it's like, dude, 3 days off from school, I don't have to deal with this shit.
See, I didn't.
I'll do whatever it takes.
Because
to get
I
that.
Had parents that raised me, and when shit like that did happen, I got my fucking ass beat I didn't do that. But like you said, nowadays, kids have no fucking
there's no
consequence
exactly.
to what they're going to do. So
exactly.
they're at school fucking off. They do the same in the workplace when they get there, and then they get fired. And then they learn, I can't do this here anymore.
That's
so.
Right. And I just want to say, man, it's all you little fucking faggot frat boys out there that are beating the shit. All you jock bully bastards, dude. You're causing a lot of harm to people because now you've got kids with guns going out there. And I mean, I've said that a million times, but people are going to learn once they get shot. When someone gets fed up with it.
You'll learn when you're dead.
Yeah, or you'll learn when, like, half your stomach's blown out and, like, sprays on the teacher's face. Then you're going to be like, maybe I shouldn't pick on this kid.
Wow.
Because he doesn't like to be fucked with any longer.
Yeah, you can only take so much. And, like, you can start doing a podcast to get it out, or you just let that shit build up until pretty soon you fucking start making bombs or you start killing animals, and then that goes to people, and then you end up Jeffrey Dahmer.
And then they pin it on Marilyn Manson because his music's violent and because he goes out and he just expresses what everybody grew up on. People that were out there listening to like Alice Cooper or AC/DC, he's just done that tenfold.
It's an easy target. Yeah. That's all it is. They find an easy target. They go through their kids. I had a friend kill himself, my best friend, when we were in junior high. And his dad went through all his shit, and he's like, oh, it was the Nirvana and the alcohol that made him do it. And it was like, actually, no. It was the fact that you guys were complete pieces of shit to him, and you weren't there for him when you needed him. And when you were there, you were complete assholes. You wouldn't listen. You just constantly fucking grounded him for shit he wasn't. It was just ridiculous.
Yeah,
but they don't
want
to. You can't take responsibility. My kid just killed himself, and it's my fault. It can never be the parents' fault when that happens. They always, always have to find something else to blame it on. That's not them. So what's an easy target? What do they listen to nowadays? The video games they play?
Yep.
Fucking drugs, if
music,
that, you know?
Friends?
Yeah.
All these things, man.
And, you're a bad influence on my son, and that's why he killed himself. You were a bad parent to your son, and that's why he killed himself.
You were a bad parent probably because your parents were bad parents, and you just didn't know how to handle it. So now you're in the real world.
The family line should have ended at your parents' parents, but you guys keep fucking producing.
That's right.
Keep
I'm
having
at.
Fucking kids. Please, keep having kids. See what the fuck happens to this world.
That's why we got people on, what, Adam Street?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck,
Adam's block just fucking shanking each other, sucking each other's cock for shit. Like, really? Is that what we've strived so hard for to reach the point? Is this where we're at? Is this where it's all going to fucking end?
That's how it's going to collapse here
in America.
We've
come such a long ways. I couldn't be prouder. So, man. I like fucking prostitutes more than I like fucking my wife. You've never fucked a prostitute?
Never fucked a prostitute.
Have you ever seen a prostitute?
I Yeah, I think I did one time.
I think once.
Outside of my old apartment.
I've dated a lot of whores, but I've never fucked a prostitute.
That's great.
Oh, thank you. I am addicted to Google. I have to look up random things about people I know to see if stuff is true all the time.
Wow.
You know, I wouldn't have to do that if everyone wasn't such a big fucking liar and a one-upper and always making up fucking shit to be cool.
I can't believe this kid, or who is
this? This is a new one.
Okay, whoever this guy is that just said he's addicted to Google, he must not have a very good life. Must be pretty unexcited about life.
I Google shit like when I don't understand it.
Well, yeah,
I don't
understand
like,
that.
I don't wake up in the middle of the night and be like, oh man, I gotta fucking Google something right now. Oh fuck.
Saying that he has to Google things about people just to find out if it's true, it's just like my life is so pathetic and boring. I have to find out if that guy's actually getting action or not.
People,
what the fuck?
No, I think it's more like shit people say like, hey, did you know a man actually had a baby?
Well,
like, I better fucking Google that. But he does it all the time. Maybe he's around people that just constantly make up shit all the time.
I thought maybe it was...
What do you believe? If your environment is lies, that's all you know. What do you believe? So, of course, you have to look to Google. Granted, things you find on the internet aren't going to be true all the time.
This is true. Google
that's
can definitely
when
be, like,
between,
the bathroom stall.
Right. Between Google and your common sense, you should be okay.
Yep.
And maybe a little wiki. A little wiki, 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 wiki. Just saying.
I don't know what that
And,
means.
Of course, a little jam hole. Of course.
One third wiki,
if
wiki,
only,
wiki.
If only I could get all these girls off my dick. Fuck, life would be all right.
You,
what, you're giving me the opposite of blue balls.
Calm down, Hugh.
Sorry.
Wouldn't that be great to be Hugh Hefner and just wake up to hot chicks every day?
Not if I was 80. That wouldn't be great at all.
Fuck that. When you're 80, you're totally into hot mates.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
Really?
If you were 80.
He hasn't had sex since the 60s.
Yeah, but that's okay when you're waking up to hot chicks.
It doesn't do you any good if you can't fuck him. Hot chicks are just like any other chick, dumb and fucking annoying if you're not fucking him.
He's probably fucked him so much that he's fucking dudes now. That's probably where it's
like,
at.
Like, man, I need something different.
Man, we gotta switch this up, dude.
It's like, all right, what's left? Well, dogs are dudes. Ah, fuck. That really?
Fuck.
That's it? I fucked every... Really? Dogs and that, fuck man, that's a tough spot to make.
Could
a
go
choice.
Back to Korea for a while, I guess, but I'll go with dudes.
I'm gonna have to go with dudes. I think I would fuck dogs before I fuck dudes.
Or a dude dog.
Well, no, I it still. Wait, what?
What?
Moving on.
Go on.
There was this girl that I really liked, and then one night I had the chance to sleep with her, and she pulled down her pants. And what do you think happened?
She had a dick.
She had a dick bigger than mine.
What?
What?
That would suck,
chicks,
dude.
Chicks with dicks? What?
How bad would that suck? I'd be so disappointed with that shit.
Should I still like her? Well, is she hot? Like, can... I mean, how...
Sounds like you got a bro.
Just
that's
saying.
Just a guess. I don't know.
Man, that's... I don't know. I guess if you're okay with that, I mean, we've said before, an asshole's an asshole, just some of them have penises on the other side.
Ugh,
I don't know.
That's not fun.
Could you get
probably.
Down on that? Like, no? I'm getting the... No? Not yeah. at all?
Okay, Matt.
What if she was, like, totally fucking smoking and just hot as fuck?
And had a wiener.
Well, you didn't know that, though.
Well, if I didn't know, but then when I found out when she took her pants off,
you'd
I wouldn't be very stoked.
No one will know, really? Well, all right.
Okay.
Just me, you, and those two girls that keep sucking your cock. That's weird. Oh, a few more here. Right now, there's a guy making me watch him jack off over his webcam. Lol.
What?
Right now, there's a guy, and he's making me watch him jack off.
How's he enforcing this?
Over his webcam. How is he enforcing this?
How do you?
That's a good question. Like, does
he sends over like his fucking mob squad?
Yeah,
holds guns to his head. What the fuck?
Watch the screen. I said, watch the fucking screen.
Look at it. He's jerking it. Go.
You watch him jerk that fucking cock. You fucking watch him jerk that cock.
No. Okay.
Holla. While he does that, while he makes me watch him jack off over his webcam, lol.
Right.
I'm reading confessions. That's funny, because while we do this internet radio show, I read confessions.
We're reading confessions about a guy that watches another guy jerk off while reading confessions.
Whoa.
It's that, like the Twilight Zone, man.
It's so uninteresting. He thinks I'm watching and loving it. Poor boy. Ooh. And I wish I were kidding. Sad smiley face.
That's a frowny face, I think.
You should turn that frown upside down, because an upside down frowny face is actually a smiley face.
Yeah, learn to read.
My husband confessed that he has been blank on me, and he feels horrible about it.
He has been what? Blank on me?
Blank. Fill in the blank. My husband confessed that he has been blank on me, and he feels horrible about it. It ends with ing, blanking.
Lying?
Cheating?
The cheater.
He has been cheating on me, and he feels horrible about it. He says it is the worst thing he has ever done. Yeah, honey, confessing to you that I have been cheating on you is the worst thing I've ever done. I never should have told you.
I should have never filled you.
I never should have fucking told you. I knew it. Now I'm never going to fucking hear the end of it. Yep. You still, to this day, bring up the fucking abortion I had you get. It was yours! We could have had a baby! Would have grew up to be a great kid, too, I bet.
Probably transvestite.
Probably. Who can't stop getting its dick sucked all the time. Eventually, I forgave him and told him that I needed to earn his trust back. Really? I hate these games. Stop playing games. Okay, honey, I'll take you back, but I have a little list of things you have to do.
Yeah, she should just call it game over and maybe move on. Instead of fucking herself over all the time.
Although, I haven't confessed to him that I cheated on him too. Of course you fucking did. Of course you fucking did. This wouldn't be America otherwise. I bet you did it first, too. He was feeling lonely. He's like, nah, why the fuck not? Why the fuck not? And then he feels so bad, and that makes him do the dumbest thing he ever could have done, which was told you, and you're making him earn his fucking trust back? And you're fucking sucking cock! What the fuck?
This isn't good.
Are you kidding me? You both should fucking kill each other.
That would solve it, huh? Yeah.
Amazing. Only in America. Well, actually, this
that's
shit...
That's not necessarily true. This is
only
worldwide.
In the world, I guess. Only humans.
In today's society.
You don't see bears fucking cheating on their fucking bear...
Although...
girlfriends and shit.
We did see the gay penguins stealing eggs from the straight penguins.
Yeah, but they were just, you know, trying to have... They just wanted a family, too.
They want to fit in.
They're not second-class penguins just because they smoke a little penguin pole.
But, yeah, that's true. But they're not cheating on each other.
Well, penguin pole.
They have dedication, the penguins do.
That's right. That's amazing. And I bet they all work in the same little fucking call center. And I bet they all live in the same little fucking trailer court. I guarantee it. Guarantee it.
I love my internet.
I fucking love my internet.
I heard a chick say that one time. She was from the South. She had the meth teeth going on where they're a little brown and dingy and one was silver.
That's hot. Check out my blinging tooth. So attractive.
Oh, it's make out right now.
They think that's so cool. They're like, man, I hope I lose a couple teeth so I can get some gold ones.
Get some silver teeth up in here.
Oh, fucking people. MDS says, does a bear cheat in the woods?
Oh, good question, MDS. Mm-hmm. That's great.
If no one's there to see it, is it still cheating?
Is it real?
Oh, no one is worth this much pain. Not even you. This is going to be good. Are you even fucking ready for
this? I'm ready for this shit.
You and your fucking eternal foot, man. I could talk like that too if I felt like it. It doesn't make him special or brilliant. I just happen to not want to since it's all manufactured, pretentious bullshit. You can hide from reality every day of your life for all I care, but when reality comes crashing down on you, don't expect him to be your rock. Paper, scissors, rock, scissors, paper, rock.
However you want to do it.
You do not expect him to be your rock. I'd wager he'll have been the one to cause it. Your downfall, his fault. Also, his rock. Also.
The foundation.
Every relationship should have a good solid foundation of a rock.
Solid
paper, scissor. Unless, of course, your girlfriend is the paper, which will cover the rock and completely destroy everything. Of course. Years after you and Kurt are through, I hope you think of how much I idolized you, how much I've done for you and given to you and dealt with from you and changed for you and opened my legs up to you, all for absolutely nothing in return, and wish you had realized how fucking shallow you were and how great a person I was and how wonderful our relationship could have been and how happy you would have been if only you would have stopped living for something that didn't exist and how insignificant a few blowjobs are in comparison. Blowjobs are so insignificant. Wow.
I disagree.
Really? I mean, they're insignificant till you're just nonstop getting your dick sucked 24/7. I can't even go to sleep without a bitch on my dick. It's unbelievable.
Can't even take a shower, a shit, or use the phone.
They don't even stop when I have to pee. They're just like, and I just
fill her up.
I just pee in their mouths. I don't know what to do. What do I help me?
It's a new extreme. I can't just
help me. This is my cry for help. Help me. Help me stop getting my dick sucked so much.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, Huey.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. This is the same one, mind you.
Okay.
So, you could have perceived what beauty we had, but you were too swept up in your own childish notions of perfection to realize how beautiful we were. We were so beautiful. You standing, me on my knees, dick in my mouth. It was so beautiful. You say, I'm not the ideal person, but my approach to you is ideal. But guess what?
What?
Amazingly, guess what?
What?
Amazingly, no one is an ideal person, !
Except for Jesus.
Even the great Kurt has flaws. You just haven't seen the right ones yet. It's quite easy to hide flaws from someone you've met once. You've only met him once. Blowjobs are so insignificant in comparison to the beauty and perfection that was our relationship. So small.
Are you watching yourself on the camera right now?
Should I be?
This is awesome.
No.
People will watch this for decades to come.
I sure fucking hope so. I can't believe... Oh, go ahead.
What? I'm just laughing. Oh, this is awesome.
I can't believe someone as brilliant as you. You're so fucking brilliant.
Yes.
I can't believe... Someone as brilliant as you doesn't grasp that in the slightest. I'm sure this email will make you terribly angry, and you're going to chalk this up to being entirely my fault, of course. In which case, WVs, man. Whatever.
Whatever.
WVs. I don't have any control over that. What I did have control over is long gone, my friend. Those blowjobs are so insignificant to the overall blowjob that was our relationship. I'm sorry. I have to pause for a moment.
All right, gather yourself.
I don't have any control over that. Sitting on my pen. I just hope the next time this happens, oh, and in parentheses, there will be a next time. It takes a very special person to be close to you. You remember this. I've shed my last tear for you.
It's poetry.
That was my last tear. I just shed it for you.
Thank you. That's sweet of you, Matt.
You're welcome. I fucking hate waiting on other people to get my job done.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I want to suck the dick too. I hate waiting on you guys. God, you're always so slow. And you don't even cup the balls right. Came in and helped out on my holiday off, and now I'm here waiting on others for me to do my job. Fucking sucks. I haven't even gone to lunch yet. Motherfucking shit. I love it when they actually write out, motherfucking shit. That feels better. Happy New Year to all you guys and gals. Is it New Year already?
Oh, it's December.
I feel hollow inside, like Hollow Man and Hollow Man Part 2. I've lost hope of my dreams, my heartaches. Please help me.
Huh.
I'd help you, I guess. I mean, if you needed to suck a cock, I'd help you.
You could be one of the many.
I have a dick. I mean, you just have to get in line. I'll call your number. I hijacked my friend's blog, added disturbing entries, and left many nasty comments on his friend's blogs. Because, you know, that's how bros do.
That's what bros do.
What are bros for?
What's...
I hate everything and everyone. Holla. I was in a near-death accident a while ago. I should be dead. I'll second that.
Yeah.
All the cops and paramedics said I should be dead. Okay, well, I guess I'll third that then. My daughter was with me, and we both made it out, hurt, but alive. I want to and now in debt. Actually, we had to go bankrupt, so... Life's actually it would have been better if we had died, because now we're losing our house. We can't afford to eat. We can't afford our doctor bills.
We're fucked.
We're basically fucked. So I'm just gonna kill my daughter then myself. I just wanted to type this out real quick.
Hold on, sweetie, I'll be out in a minute. Click, click, click. All right, later.
All right. And spin and boom. I want to feel like every day is a blessing now, but I can't because I'm a broke nigga. Like I was saved for some special purpose, but mostly I just feel numb all the time. I never laugh.
Well, that sucks.
You need more jam hole in your life.
Yeah.
It's not so much that I'm depressed. I'm just numb. Those are actually, that's because of the painkillers you're probably taking lots of. The only things that give me immense joy in my life are my son and daughter, but they're at that age where I fucking hate them too, so not even that gives me joy anymore. I've had my dick sucked so much, I'm not even into that. I mean, what do I do? I read a story the other day that this dude had a baby. That made me lose my fucking religion. Fuck, man. Maybe I was just supposed to stick around to be a good dad to these two amazing little people. Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly it. I guess, boiled down, I was given a huge second lease on life, and I'm totally wasting it. No, I'm just kidding. And I don't feel like I'm taking advantage of it like I should be.
Of course not, you're
which,
right.
Which, aka what I was making up, he's totally wasting it. Way to go, God. You should... pick better when you give people second chances, like not that dude.
Someone that'll do something
for us. Or his kid. I should be cleaning my room, maybe work out for a little, and do some homework. I think I'll sit here for a little longer. Me too. And the last two here, I wish I were smarter. And the last one, I love you, Aaliyah, but you will never know it.
Who's Aaliyah?
That rapper that died a long time ago?
That was a black chick. She was hot.
She was fucking
hot.
Yeah,
she died. Yeah.
That was one of the... I remember having her CD a long fucking time ago. She was sexy. All right. Well, you got anything else before we do some news here? Episode
122.
The big one, deuce, deuce. No, you good?
Yeah, I don't have anything to add to that. Some people are a little sad, but I think we knew that.
Who's sad? Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, in the chat.
No, not in the chat. No, no.
No, they're totally happy, because when the confessions are sad, that makes us happy.
Yeah.
All right, well, call in the air.
All right, heads.
Heads it is, my man. Rita Stoller, episode 122 of The Jamal.
All right, I have no idea what this is going to be about.
Oh, excuse me, real quick.
Yes.
It is a new month. If you guys have it right now, take a minute. PodcastAlley.com. Drop the Jam Hole a vote. Drop Stereo Radiation a vote too, I guess, because they're our bros. And when we holla, they holla back. So, all right.
All right. Bros it is. This one is called Mumbai Attacks. Terrorists took cocaine to stay awake during assault.
What?
Whoa, cocaine. Huh.
Mumbai, that place that got all bombed to fuck and shit over Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
I think that, yeah, that was Mumbai, for sure.
There's a little video here also.
We're not going to do
this. Yeah,
I
understand. Okay. All right, so, terrorists who battled Indian commandos for 60 hours last week relied on cocaine and other stimulants to stay awake for the duration of the fight. I just want to say real quick, Hitler was just injecting meth into every fucking soldier he had.
Well, yeah, that's how they did their forced marches and shit.
Exactly.
Hitler had his troops, from what I heard, I'm kind of ignorant, so I don't know if this is true or not.
Ignant is
what
I
call
it.
But I heard his male troops had babies. No, I heard he had a lot of his troops hooked on methadone, so that way, you know, like drug junkies. When you have an army of people addicted and you're the one with what they want, they will do whatever the fuck you
zombies
tell them to. Yeah, pretty
they'll
much.
They'll suck your dick all day for that
meth,
shit.
Meth, you didn't have to eat, and then, you know, the methadone and shit that had them addicted. But the meth, they could walk all night. They were in good spirits because that euphoria, what I like to call a little brophoria.
A little brophoria. I just want to also say, Hitler liked us so much that he took his original salute, the little zi-ha, zi-ha. He took that from the American culture. That's
what?
Where that spawned. No shit. No fucking shit. America did that.
What?
We didn't do it like repeatedly or over and over, and it was never televised or anything, but he did see that and he took it. He liked it because it was his salute. He took that from America. And I also want to say, our government has bought many, many scientists. They didn't buy the scientists, but they're like, hey, come work for us. We'll pay you way better. They took scientists from Hitler, brought them to America to work for us. And undoubtedly, they also took, we've taken many different drugs. I mean, we give so many stimulants to our boys in Iraq, you know, the red, white, and blue.
The RIP juice or whatever. I don't know if that's true, but that was in Generation Kill.
I don't know.
That HBO show.
Right.
It's like energy drinks, but I think it was way more fucking
methy.
Way more cokey, methy kind of. It was way more speedball-y, you know what I mean.
Like a speedball or something like that.
Hey.
So anyway, we give them the stimulants. We also give our boys in Iraq, we also inject them with this shit so their dick doesn't get hard. So they're not thinking about getting horny on the job when they're in Iraq dealing with giant fucking spiders, because that's what gives people boners.
Are you serious?
No shit. And then we come back and we've got these people.
And we wonder why our fucking homeboys are all fucked up when they come back.
Yeah, they're all like
holy
hooked on these shit. No
shit,
dude. This is all legitimate things that I'm saying. Research the fuck out of it. I also want to say, like, the majority of people in that are starting to go to war, I've been talking to people left and right, people I just bump into randomly, and they're saying, man, they're like, dude, war sucks. They're like, I hate going to Iraq. I fucking hate being in the military. I get the shit kicked out of me. I'm worthless. They make me feel like crap 24/7, man. And I would like to believe in my own heart that we're a little bit more divine than that, and we'd treat people with a little bit more respect than to inject them full of, you know, whatever drugs that whatever suits us to make more money, basically.
Right. Dude,
so we'll just take advantage of that.
Even though they're soldiers, like, they are human beings and shit. You can't
wait
just go and fucking dope them all the fuck up and then expect them to come back and function in a normal society after months or even years of that shit.
Yep, and they like to fight.
For one, even just the training, like, that fucking programs them enough.
Dude.
So when they get back, they're kind of unstable. Add on top of the training, the fucking drugs or whatever.
Yeah.
Plus any, you know, whatever happens over there environmentally wise, or just that trauma, you
it's
know.
It's pure lack of love and affection. They don't have
I
that,
mean,
dude.
Put yourself in their position. Can you imagine being over there and going to sleep every night with one eye open?
For about
so
6 hours?
And then always wondering if that little kid running up to you has a bomb strapped to him. Like, or, you go through the rest of your life thinking that kind of shit when you're back in your society.
Yep.
You're constantly scanning people and looking for your exits and all this fucking shit, dude.
I just wanted to add also, dude, people's hormones get fucked with also, man, because you're not getting what you need because they're taking all your cock juice out, so you don't want to fuck. And,
dude, that shit's completely unstable. That shit's in your body for a reason.
That's why it's
like
there.
It's like fucking with the weather. You think that's going to end good for us?
You think?
No.
Yeah, dude, it's like...
The weather's the weather for a fucking reason. You go tampering with that kind of shit? Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like we're taking out all the wolves so they don't eat. That's called a fucking food chain. That's like the food web we learned about in second grade.
I'm sorry you put your cattle farm right where these wolves used to live. But
yeah, and then you fucking
you're
going to
kill
them
all, and it's going to fuck up some kind of ecosystem, and that's going to trickle down to end up fucking us up in the end.
I read this book. Hey, Jam Hole fans, check this book out. It's called Ishmael. It's about a talking gorilla that talks about how humans basically exempt themselves by playing God. We exempt ourselves from the food chain. This whole food web and the ecosystem, basically what happens is we go out, we grow corn, people or the birds come to eat the corn, we kill all the birds. But everything that eats the birds, then they don't have food. And the things that eat those things, they don't have food. And the things that eat those, they don't have food. And it's all just going to cycle back and fuck us, dude. That's what the whole book's about, man. And I totally agree. And this, I just want to, I kind of steered off from the original topic.
What do you think's going to happen in the oceans and shit? When they start drilling even more and that's going to kill all these fish... Slowly, it's going to affect whatever eats that, whatever eats that. It just goes right up to the line. And who's at the top of that shit? Fucking us.
Yep. I bet plants are. They seem to be pretty stable.
They did in that movie.
But anyway, I just wanted to say also, yeah, man, this whole war thing that's going on, a lot of people are getting fucked over because of that. So I just... Don't enlist. Spread the word, man. That is bad news. I'm pretty sure we're all aware of that at this point, that people are just taking advantage of other
kid
people
I
to
work,
make money.
This kid I work with at the water store, he's been on the show once a long time ago. His name's Jesse.
Right.
He's going into the Army.
Wow.
And, like, I didn't want to tell him not to, but I told him because, you know, he kind of looks up to me like an older brother and shit.
Right,
and I try and tell him not
and
be like, oh, fuck the government and shit, but be like, dude...
Question it.
Be careful, dude. They're going to tell you you're going to get all this money for college and shit like that. But when you get back, dude, you're not going to be able to even focus on college because your brain is going to be so fucking twisted.
Yep.
But
you think the jam hole's twisted? Wait till you go fucking chill with everybody that's getting brainwashed, man.
He's set on it, so, I mean, I wish him the best, but I don't want
to... Have him discuss with some people. Find some people in the military.
That have been through it.
Yeah, see what they think, man. I know this...
Because all they know is what the recruiters tell them, and I'm sure that's
they're
fucking...
They're lying their ass off. They're salesmen. They're program salesmen for the government.
They have a quota, just like when you see more cops out than normal because it's like the end of the month or whenever their fucking quota's filled.
Right.
And they're starting to pull you over for little shit.
Yeah.
It's the same fucking thing, dude. They're salesmen. Just,
they're
it sucks,
bad.
But because, you know, it's hard times and a lot of these kids come from shitty places. So they're like, all I have to do is this and I'll have my college education stuff.
That's
and
what we
like,
call selling your soul for a little bit of cash.
A college education does you fucking no good at all if your brain is fucked, you know?
Yeah, I want to say real quick, there's this dude. His name is Tim. I'm not going to use his last name, but he comes in and buys guns all the times from Sportsman Ski House. He's buying all these guns. He was in, what war was it? He was in the Vietnam War. He's this fucking vet, dude, and he's so gacked out on pills right now because his brain doesn't function that he doesn't even know where he is at
you're
times.
On
he
that
just
shit.
Starts yelling people, and that's 24/7 for the rest of his life.
You're
that's the psychological damage.
You're going to be on those pills for the rest of your life.
Those are huge repercussions. And going back to the pills, doctors prescribe that shit to you so they can make money, which basically funds our government. It's all a fucking vicious circle, dude. Stay out of that shit.
MDS says, hey, but gas is $1.69.
Hey, so, for cool, a little while.
Cool, gas is cheaper now, so we're going to use more of it, and it's going to run out even quicker?
Nice.
Like, is that how that works, or do I just not understand it?
I was talking to my grandpa. He brought up a good
like,
point.
I don't know if you know this or not, but they don't make oil. Like, we have what we have and shit.
Yeah,
so.
There will be more in the future, but we're going to drain it out, and we're going to have to wait for it to come back. My grandpa made a good point. Back when the U.S. highway system was being made, they made a rule that said you can only go 55 miles an hour for a fucking reason. That's so you don't burn up all the resources that we have. Do you get it? And now we're pissed because we're losing out on that when really we're the ones that broke the rule. In fact, our government, this government that we don't even like have much of a choice in, has said, we're going to break this rule. So now they're letting us break the rules that they set for a reason. And it's just, I have a feeling it's purely
not?
For greed.
Why the fuck not?
They're going to make bank off. Those people are going to have 15 homes, and there's going to be starving people in a third world country. That's fucked, man.
We're headed.
We're there.
Straight fucking, we're on our fucking way.
To all being right. A third world. Okay, so
back
I'm going
to
go on
story,
with the story.
Please.
Yeah, sorry about that. I rant about those things. All right. Officials said drug paraphernalia, including syringes, was recovered from the scene of the attacks, which killed almost 200 people.
Yeah, that was in those hotels got bombed and all that shit there.
I kind of remember that. The heavily built men who had undergone training at a special Marine camp established by the Lashkar-e-Taiba terrorist group in Pakistan had also used steroids to build a tougher physique.
No!
We found injections containing traces of cocaine and LSD left behind by the terrorists and after found drugs in their blood. I want to say real quick, we also tested LSD on people that were going into the Vietnam War, but this was, I think it was a little bit prior to that, and we found that LSD doesn't help you when you're in a war.
No!
That's what we figured out. I mean,
no.
It's a hallucinogen,
it's
but
good
it doesn't
if,
help that much.
It's good if you, like, need a bunch of people to go, like, just mob and kill some shit real quick. But, yeah, that's amazing if they had LSD in their system that they were pulling off these pinpoint, you know, these precise fucking attacks.
That is interesting.
And holding off actual, like, legit armies for 50 hours? Like, that takes some fucking training. That's like some Jack Bauer shit in there with some fucking two PP7s and a fucking stick of dynamite or something. Like, that's crazy, dude.
There was evidence of steroids, which isn't uncommon in terrorists. Wow, I love how we call them terrorists. Maybe they're just people that are afraid of America taking over them. I'm sorry.
No, they're terrorists.
No. They're terrorists. They don't fear us. They're just terrorists. Fuck
that's
that.
Right. They do terror things.
These men were
they
all
scare
toned.
People.
These men were all toned, suggesting that they had been doing some heavy training for the attacks. This explains why they managed to battle the commandos for over 50 hours with no food or sleep. That sounds like
amazing.
Meth to me.
Yeah.
Meth. All right. What? One terrorist used the drugs to keep on fighting despite suffering a life-threatening injury. Terrorists know nothing. They don't give a fuck about injuries, guys.
No, dude. It's kill. kill.
Kill mode.
Murder, death, kill mode.
Commencing kill mode.
That's
right.
Your prime objective if you were
RoboCop
is to just kill shit.
That's what we're here
make
for.
Shit go boom and just kill shit, and all that's right. All.
Drugs are commonly used in India by workers in jobs where lack of sleep is demanded, such as truck drivers and security guards. Hold on one second. I worked for our the newspaper over here, and there were tweakers in the back,
yes.
Dude. They
delivering were... papers?
No,
did you have a paper out?
No.
I worked with them, dude.
I
had a paper route.
This was after I was done smoking. So we got
fuck
these...
the Daily Interlake and their paper route.
Yeah,
shit.
Fuck that.
Somehow, after that job, I owed them money or some shit. Yeah. Like, it's not my fault the people
dude.
That subscribe to you don't pay their fucking bill. You want me to collect?
Check this out.
You're paying me how much? Oh, okay, yeah, I'll be right there.
There's this fucking... This is what happened when I was at the newspaper place.
The Daily Interlake?
The Daily Interlake.
The Daily Intermistake?
This guy in the back... this tweaker in the back who apparently... hired somebody
what
to kill this
name?
Other person. His name was Carson.
Carson Daly?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Come on.
All right. Anyway,
This guy, boom goes the dynamite.
He was a fucking tweaker. He had this chick that was sucking his dick. He was cheating on his wife at work. No joke. Call me a fucking lazy piece of shit based on the fact that I couldn't keep up with all these meth junkies.
He's like, dude, I'm cheating on my wife. I'm working.
And I'm completely addicted to meth and hiring fucking hitmen to kill people. This guy was nuts, dude. And I'm like underneath him. He's yelling at me. And he's like, I'm just like, whoa, dude, I don't lie, man. Like all hippie style. And he's just like, no, fuck that shit. You go put those papers over in the machine. And I'm like, whoa, dude. Chill. I don't even have respect for you, let alone taking demands.
I don't respect you or this job, yeah. So you can
so,
shove it.
Nah, I'm out. And basically...
And then he killed you.
And then, yeah, I'm surprised he didn't.
Dead.
And not only that, I just want to say, I was so sleep deprived for that month that I was literally hallucinating. I fasted for a couple days. I'm real heavy into
that. They gave you the shitty meth?
Yeah.
That sucks, dude.
They just run up and stab it into my neck. Like, take this meth.
Meth, now work. Go.
Anyway... Yeah, dude, sleep deprivation. Don't work overnight jobs. That shit is not cool, man. You know the tweakers are doing that shit.
You know they are. But hey, if you do have an overnight job, like you are a truck driver and shit, like...
We're not assuming you do meth.
Listen
I'm
to the jam hole. It will kill so much time. You'll listen to like 5 episodes and you'll be like, boom, I'm at where I was going.
You'll be
sweet.
Like, dude, I need a Jamhole hoodie.
Fucking A. I need to go to thejamhole.com/donate and give them fucking like... $20 and they'll give me a shirt.
Yeah.
In medium, large, or extra large.
All right, let's finish this story
Please.
Real quick. Drugs are commonly used in India, blah, blah. Okay, the 10 men who attacked prominent Mumbai landmarks were able to hold off hundreds of India's best trained special forces.
Yeah.
By mounting sophisticated ambushes, maintaining a constant steady rate of return fire, and superior knowledge of the layout of the buildings ceased. The gunman captured during the attacks on Mumbai has told police he underwent months of commando-style training in his Islamist militant camp in Pakistan. The training was organized by the LET and conducted by a former member of the Pakistani army. A police officer close to the interrogation said they underwent training in several phases, which included training in handling weapons, bomb making, survival strategies, survival in a marine environment, and even dietary habits, a senior officer said. I just want to say that's kind of what the army is. That really didn't need to be stated.
Actually, that you just described.
They trained us for war? What?
You just described boot camp and special forces training. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks,
dude.
Officer. That's what we pay you for, you dumb
that's
shit.
That's so awesome.
Holy fuck. Okay. Whose story is up next? Is it yours?
It is me. So, actually, real quick, before we do some more news here, 26 sent this in. It's called Official Salute Accompanied Pledge. The Pledge of Allegiance has undergone several changes since it was written in 1892, with wording changes and even a change in the official salute to the flag. First published in a children's magazine, Youth Companion, in 1892, the Pledge of Allegiance was written as part of a flag-selling advertising campaign, according to Wikipedia, of course. It was written by Baptist minister Francis Bellamy, a socialist, and was first used in public schools during Columbus Day observances in 1892 after a proclamation by President Benjamin Harrison. Originally, instead of putting their hands over their hearts, like so, and drink... I shouldn't have just looked at the camera. So, yeah. Got it. You can drink again, though, because that was a long one. Originally, instead of putting their hands over their hearts... Like so, people did what was known as the Bellamy Salute, according to Wiki. The Bellamy Salute started with a military-style salute, hand to the brow, then arm was outstretched toward the flag. It went a little something like this.
Have you ever seen a Nazi?
Oh, is that...
Weird,
I thought
man.
I saw that. So, dude, I thought that looked familiar.
I'm just saying...
Thank you for that.
I got loads of information. I'm willing to share it.
No, thank you. I thought that looked like all this picture of all these fucking kids going like this looked kind of familiar. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. Hey, dude, support. Put that picture out. I want to see that. That was in America? That's what just happened?
Utah,
that was the original.
Apparently. I don't know.
That was the American salute.
It was something 26 posted.
That sounds like very early, like probably pretty not strength-y brainwashing back in the beginning of our society.
Palm up. It says
palm up.
Right. So it gradually evolved to palm down. Quite often they did not turn their palm up. Then it became
Lazy.
Standard not turning the palm up. Okay. Three decades later, members of the Nazi Party in Germany would use the same outstretched arm in saluting Adolf Hitler, he said. It's an ominous parallel, Curry, a libertarian, said. Hitler may have come upon the salute by seeing it in films and might not have purposely copied the Pledge of Allegiance salute. He said, I've not found Hitler did it consciously. People did start putting their hands over their hearts until 1942, after the U.S. was embroiled in World War II. Interesting.
I think he copied the image of America.
Huh. Could've.
Hey, I just want to say something real quick. This is just a little thought I want to get
that's
out
kinda,
there.
I don't know if you know this or not, but that's kind of what we do here. We just kind of say things real quick.
Okay. Well, I just got to say real quick, like...
Please?
America. I'll quit asking.
That's kind of what we do here.
Hey, I'm saying something.
I don't, right. Did you not get the memo? Like, this is a talk...
Did you get that memo?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to say that Hitler... That America is kind of turning into his idealism where all the houses kind of look the same. And if you come to our valley, you'll know what we're talking
about.
Yeah,
that's those McMansions I was talking about
earlier.
All
these houses.
It's just tracks of them, and they're all... Dude. It's like that part in Edward Scissorhands where all the cars are pulling out, and they all
look the
same, but different
yep.
colors. It's that shit.
That's what Hitler was aiming
Empire
for.
Empire Loop, Vista Loop, all that shit back there. All
and,
exactly the
and
same.
And right down here, too, dude, all behind the old Lakers baseball
Rocky
fields.
Hill, and yeah,
right
Bluestone,
below Lone Pine,
all
dude.
That shit, dude. I used to live in one.
That's so...
And they're all the same. I went, and then I lived next door to Chris and Anna from Anna's, and all that shit's the same,
If
dude.
You go up and look at Lone Pine, like, there's this sector
I got
of the valley
that
looks
of that
identical.
Shit.
Yeah, me too, dude.
From when they first started building it, though, when it was just a huge empty field, and then now. Like,
it's
so
creepy.
Crazy,
it's
dude.
It's creepy, dude. They look virtually the same, but I just want to say, that's what Hitler was aiming for. Do you guys get that?
Do you even understand
that's
that?
That's what he was aiming for, except for he wanted the whole blonde hair, blue eye thing.
Right.
He kind of fell short of. But then I think America realized, well, that's impossible, so fuck it.
We can't
now we're
going to
do this.
We already let him vote, I mean. And now look, he's our president. Congratulations.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Okay, so just real quick, before I read my actual news story, my friend Bob sent me this one. This one's called Shooting in Butt, Montana. Butte, Montana. Shotgun preteen versus illegal alien home invaders. Two illegal aliens, one's 23, one's 26, probably believe they would easily overpower Home Alone 11-year-old Patricia Harrington after her father had left their two-story home, their little two-story McMansion over there in Butte.
One of those.
It seems the two crooks never learned two things, so if they each would have learned one thing each, they would have been okay. They were in Montana, and... Patricia had been clay shooting champion since she was 9. So, like, clay, like pull, boom, like, she's a champ at that. Okay. I just want to set the scene for you.
These two immigrants didn't realize they're in Montana.
Do you
That's
know,
what it comes down
real
to.
Quick, would you just like to stab at what might have happened to these dudes?
They got shot by an 11-year-old or something.
These essays. Patricia was upstairs room when the two men broke through the front door of the house. She quickly ran to her father's room and grabbed his 12-gauge Mossberg 500 fucking shotgun.
Yeah. I don't know what to think about that.
This 11-year-old girl is busting shit that niggas like rap about in songs but never get to do. He's like, grab my fucking Mossberg and boom.
But this is Montana.
Right. Oh, that was the first thing they should have learned, that, hi, you're in Montana. We have guns here.
Everybody's got at least 3 rifles.
At least.
And probably some pistols. Even my grandma's got a concealed weapons license.
Under
in
her pillow.
Purse.
Oh.
No joke, dude.
I liked your joke better. Oh. I said pillow. What did you say? Purse?
I said purse, yeah.
I'm going to give that one to you.
No, it's
that's
true,
fine.
Though. It's
oh.
true.
Well, that's even better. Fucking A.
Literally, she just told me when I turned like 19, she's like, yeah, I've had a gun all these years. I'm just like, what? She's like, yeah, it's not registered. I'm like, what?
It is, but not on my name.
Yeah, exactly.
So the first dude, he got up to the second floor and caught a near point blank blast of buckshot from the 11-year-old's knee crouch aim. He suffered fatal wounds to his abdomen and
Chunk.
His genitals. Fatal wounds. You fatally wounded my dick and balls.
Mortal Kombat.
My illegal alienated dick and balls here. Yeah. And then the second dude ran to the foot of the stairs. He took a blast to the left shoulder and staggered out into the street, where he bled to death before medical help could arrive.
Dude.
It was found out later that one of the Mexicans was armed with a stolen .45 handgun he took from another home invasion robbery.
What?
And the victim of that, 50-year-old David Burian, was not so lucky. He died from stab wounds to the chest. So.
Straight to the chest.
And then there's a note here. It says, ever wonder why good stuff never makes NBC, CBS, PBS, MSNBC, CNN, or ABC News? An 11-year-old girl properly trained defended her home and herself against two murderous illegal immigrants, and she wins. She is still alive. Hallelujah.
Most of the time, illegal immigrants are just looking for a job. I don't know what these guys... How'd they get to Montana, dude? That's crazy.
Are they from... They're not Canadian. Their names were Rafael Resendez and Enrico Garza.
That's the
23 and 26. That's like me and you. Are you going to get punked by an 11-year-old?
I don't feel comfortable with doing that.
I would have heard the Mossberg go... And I would have fucking pulled out my stolen .45 and went, and then we would have got down.
And we
would have
just talked in this language.
We would have just talked it out with our guns, because we're Senegal rolling. All right. So, yeah, I just wanted to mention that real quick.
Well, I'm happy you brought that up.
Okay, so now for my real story. This one is called Police, : Man stole cheerleading outfits, underwear.
Wonder what this is about.
What? Bring it.
Why did he do that? Let's go on.
Can you please stop sucking my cock? God. Boulder, Colorado. In hopes of identifying more victims, police released photos on Wednesday of cheerleading outfits and dozens of women's undergarments found in the home of a man who was arrested for videotaping naked women and couples who were engaged in intimate acts.
Full sex.
Boom! Full, full sex. 100% sex. Oh, man, have you seen this cheerleading outfit? Dun, dun, dun. News at 11. Boulder police say 44-year-old Wesley Cox, I'll take that, was arrested on October 31st after a... Can you please move the ad? I can't. Thank you. After a couple spotted him outside their window in the 1500 block 48th Street with his video camera. So he's all like in the window and shit with the zoom fucking like, yeah. Oh, that's hot. Oh, God, that's so hot. Oh, my name's Wesley Cox. Oh, that's so hot.
God damn it, Wesley.
There's
what are you
totally
doing?
A picture of him, too. I will post that in the chat for the live people.
If you see this man, he'll be jerking it outside your window.
Total perv, like Stephen King kind of.
Straight up, dude.
Yeah, totally pedo.
Exactly what you would expect from a pedophile.
Exactly. I would expect nothing less, let's just say that. After his arrest, while they waited, police say the couple noticed Cox, was trying to erase the videotape, but prevented him from deleting it.
Wow.
I can totally guarantee that while the guy was writing this story, he went, every time he typed Cox.
Cox,
his name's
I love
Cox,
it.
And it's a story about a sex offender.
I'm making money off this
one. I'm getting paid right now. Hey, Bill, can you believe this? This guy's name is Cox. What'd he do, Bob? He's a sex offender.
Hey, hold on, I'm reading.
After his arrest, police found an array of incriminating shots on the camera, several of which included naked women who have yet to be identified.
That's
another
good.
Yeah, you're going to have to show those pictures on the news. Like, have you seen these women? another shot showed Cox in someone else's bedroom masturbating with women's underwear. Can I get a hallelujah? Could you even get your dick hard in someone else's bedroom? That's... Like, I would be so nervous about them walking in on me or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not into that.
I can't see that happening.
Nope.
After viewing the videotape, police got a search warrant for Cox's home at 1505 48th Street, in case you live there, where they found a myriad of underwear and other items of clothing, including Boulder High School cheerleading outfits. Go Boulder High! Give me a B.
Give me a B.
Give me an O.
Oh.
Give me an N. E-R. What's that smell? Boners. Or boner.
Oh.
God damn it.
I thought we were going to say.
Ben, you ruined it.
I thought we were saying Boulder.
Oh. You might have thought that if you were listening. Police say they have no way of knowing if Cox, disposed of other videotapes before he was arrested again.
Wow.
Cox, was booked on charges of unlawful sexual contact and trespassing in late October before being arrested again November 15th. Police believe all the items were stolen within a 2-mile radius of Cox's home. They think Cox would break into the women's home, steal things from them, then become obsessed with the victims.
Now, do you think this guy has low self-esteem and just like can't talk to these girls, so he has to sneak in their house and like grab their shit?
He's
while
like
out?
In their closet waiting. He's like, I should go talk to her. Oh God, I'm so
should
awkward.
I do
I
it?
Can't.
Should I do
oh,
it?
I should go talk. Oh God, what do I do? And then he just fucking blows his load in there and then
just
waits.
Grabs her underwear and fucking straight books it out the front door.
Panty raid! Holla!
Panty raid. Oh man, oh. The techno comes in.
Yeah.
He's like, all the way out.
Oh man, into the sunset with his glow sticks and panties. Authorities are hoping the victims can aid their investigation by identifying items that belong to them in the photos, which could lead to additional charges.
Wow.
Photos of the items can be viewed here. I gotta look at this.
There's
real quick.
A link of women's underwear.
Fucking, oh. Hey, holy shit, dude. It's like, whoa.
It's quite the plethora of women's underwear.
He had a fucking collection. I'll post that for you guys. That's amazing, dude. Holy shit. Oh, there's a phone number. Some of you guys should call and be like, that's my cheerleading outfit. But don't laugh.
Don't be creepy about it.
Right.
Probably only do it if you're a chick.
Probably should. So, police hope claimed items will lead them to identify several women seen on Cox's tapes.
Cox
yeah,
tapes.
Right. They're not gonna call in. They're gonna be so embarrassed that this perv's got like video of them.
Yeah, I know that would ruin your whole high school reputation.
You would
definitely fuck.
You'd dude. Have to move. I think after this.
You'd have to move or hook up with them, either one, really.
Quote, we realize this is an unusual request and an unusual step for us to take, said Boulder Police spokeswoman Sarah Huntley. That's fine. Frankly, we felt it was our best course of action. If any of you have information, you can call Detective Jane Harmer at 303-441-3330. Thank you.
Wow.
Stay classy, San Diego.
That's not classy.
That's not at all. All right. What do you got for us, please?
And this one is called Dog Frozen to Whiz. Sidewalk. Fat helped to survive. I mean, helped it survive.
Whiz?
Whiz. Whiz is in urine, is in piss.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, this
Where's
is kind of cool.
Where's this story from?
It's really hard to say.
Sheboygan? Sheboygan!
Sheboygan!
That's like Spadoinkle. You ever seen Cannibal the Musical?
Yes!
Yes!
Awesome! It's
Holla!
So funny, dude.
Hey, have a Spadoinkle day.
I love Mormons. They're awesome.
Mormons rule!
They're the happiest.
Are you dating a Mormon?
That I am. This is
oh,
true.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my
does
God!
Does she just straight up get spadoinkled? Oh man, you
I'll
guys have to see Cannibal the
dude
musical.
It is so funny.
It's amazing.
They're seriously about to die. This guy's like, let's build a snowman. And
how
like,
many quarts of blood do you think they used in that movie? Like, it is so ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's awesome. It's Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
It was
South
our first
Park.
movie. Hold on, I got history on that,
please.
They went to give, they give that movie to like a series of different companies to try and get it produced. Everybody's like, no.
They're
fuck
like,
that.
Hey,
that's a little too weird.
Nah.
Keep in mind, this is in the mid 90s. And so what happened was they sent it out to this one company. They also sent them a little postcard or maybe like a greeting card of some sort. They had the South Park characters, the original ones. And the guys that were going to produce the movie for them were like, no, that's funny. We want that. And so they produced the movie, and that's how South Park was spawned.
Really?
That is true.
That's amazing. How do you know all this dumb shit?
Because I've just been building up over time. I just needed the jam hole to explode it on your face,
dude. The jam hole's here.
The jam hole is for reals.
Holla at us.
All right.
Email us info@thejamhole.com. If you listen to this fucking show and you enjoy it,
just
send
let us
an
know.
Email and say yes. That's all I want. That's
send a
all.
Picture
Thank
of
you.
Your boobies.
Or that.
Or
okay.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
All right. Anyway, Sheboygan.
Info@thejamhole.com. And hey, have a spadoinkle day.
Spadoinkle. Sorry. Oh, okay. And you know, we don't need pictures of boobies. That's not classy. I'm sorry.
Hey, all right. That's not classy at all.
All right. A dog weighing more than 120 pounds survived being frozen to a sidewalk overnight, probably because he was insulated by layers of fat.
So can I say something?
What?
Where it says WIS period, that's actually not Wiz. That's actually the abbreviation for Wisconsin.
What? So. Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Oh, I thought it was like Wiz, like urine.
No, I think they would have said dog frozen to urine on sidewalk.
Well, that's...
I'm sorry. I just had to point that out.
No, that's true. Yeah.
I suck as a friend. I know.
I'm retarded.
I'm sorry.
All right. Anyway. The Sheboygan, that's awesome. That's a fun
so
word.
Great.
All right, the Sheboygan County.
Our first live audience show when we hit episode 200 or 300, depending on how popular we are, is going to be in Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Sheboygan.
And then after that, we'll all go to Don and Drew's ass and we'll kick their asses.
And then we'll get some pizza.
And then we'll get some pizza.
I heard they have killer pizza.
And some boobs.
And boobs.
I heard they have boobs. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
All right, the Sheboygan County Humane Society says the morbidly obese dog, an aging border collie, mixed name, Jiffy.
I'm glad you had to include that reporter.
All right, froze to the sidewalk when he was left out overnight Wednesday. Shelter manager Carrie Payne says few dogs could survive the single-digit temperatures, and it was probably the fat that made the difference. Wow, dude, being obese could help you if you're frozen in a tundra.
Being obese will save your life one day, fat people.
All you fat people.
Hey, fat people, there's still hope. Because you know what? If you ever get locked outside because your owner forgot to bring you in and it's like 5 below, yeah, you will be A-okay.
Don't worry, you'll live.
You'll live.
All right.
There's hope, fat people. Hey, fat people. If you're left outside like a dog and it's really cold, it's okay. You'll live.
That's so terrible. All right.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Hey, Jiffy's 59-year-old owner was arrested Thursday morning. Thursday
hold on real quick. MBS says, OMFG. I was just thinking Ben was pretty smart. Never mind. I'm moving to Sheboygan, Wiz.
Thank you, MSD.
I'm
whatever.
So sorry I pointed that out now. There went all your credibility. All your cred, your jam hole cred, your jam cred, your JC is gone, dude.
Oh, man.
You better go catch
that
it real
beats
quick.
It. All right.
That sucks.
Well, thanks, man.
You know how that long that's going to take to fix?
Probably like one episode.
Probably like never. Or one episode. It can really go either way with our fans. I can't ever tell.
They're unpredictable. They're witty.
I know. I'll have something that I've written that I'll be like, oh my God, this is going to be so funny. Everyone's going to love it. And they're just like, are you fucking kidding
me? Hey,
us?
I just want to say, whoever wrote that, I'm not like God or anything, you know.
I just
mistakes.
Know. I didn't make stuff. I just know stuff. That's
yeah,
all.
Exactly. I don't make monkeys. I train them.
Yeah, I don't.
Whatever that means.
I don't smoke chiva. I grow it.
All right.
Isn't that what the Beastie Boys said once?
I hope so. I like the Beastie Boys.
That was for Paulo. He said more cowbell.
More cowbell. Good.
My neighbors love more cowbell.
I should dress up
like
Will
hey,
Ferrell sometime. We'll do that. Just
you
for fun.
You could totally do it just for fun.
I've heard.
I'll dress up like the dude from Blue Oyster Cult, and you dress up like Will Ferrell, and we'll just hang out. We need someone to be Christopher Walken, though.
Oh, nobody's cool enough to do that.
We'll get our friend Matt, the kid that looks like Tom Green. I forgot I know another Matt.
Oh, tall Matt, dude.
Matt Zach.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't have just said that, but that's fine.
His name is Matt Zach, dude.
He looks just like Tom Green, though.
Virtually identical, except for he's like 6'7" or something retarded.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
We need to get him on the show. That's our next goal.
Dude.
We need to have the quadfecta of Matt next time.
Dude, Tom Green has his own podcast online.
I heard that. I heard he freestyles.
It's kind of funny. He's got... Okay. I watched him freestyle. Check out my MySpace. You'll see Tom Green freestyle, and he is sick.
Tom Green.
Jiffy's 59-year-old owner was arrested.
Hold on.
There's
MDS says Sheboygan Wiz. That's right down the road from Cheese Wiz. Holla, that's for you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Bring it. All right. Jiffy's 59-year-old owner was arrested Thursday morning on suspicion of animal neglect, which is impossible since the dog was obese, obviously being fed.
But you did leave him outside overnight in the Sheboygan cold.
Sheboygan Police Lieutenant Tim Eirich said she told police she tried to get the dog inside but couldn't, and instead checked on him every few hours. He was frozen to the sidewalk. What the fuck do I do about that?
I checked on him every few hours until, of course, I went to bed, and then I didn't see him till the next morning.
In hopes that he would thaw out by morning. Then
he's
I let him
fine.
In.
He's fat.
I mean, she could have sawed off his feet. That's the other option, I suppose. But
I mean, she could have...
Got a cup of warm water, maybe poured it on his feet that were frozen to the ground.
You could have went in the doghouse, but then again, I guess your husband was already in there, so... Come on.
The dog is 11 or 12 years old, Irish said. Shelter workers poured warm water on over Jiffy's back and unstick him from the sidewalk.
You were absolutely correct.
Whoa, yeah, I didn't read this prior either. All right, pain set. Well, that's the only legit thing you can do. Did you guys ever see Joe Dirt where the dog's like sitting there and he stands up and his balls are just stretched like a foot and a half because they were frozen to the ground?
I remember that.
And then he's like, oh, go grab, or the chick's like, go grab me something. And, like, he walks out with like these kitchen shears. Like these massive, and he's like, no. So then they get like some hot water in like a pan or like a spatula and like scoop his balls off the porch, dude.
Thank you for that.
That's intelligent, right?
Did
there.
We just?
Did I explain that whole?
Did
thing
we just relive an episode of Joe Dirt?
I'm sorry, guys. All right, and it was too late. It was too soon to say whether he suffered any long term effects. I don't think he would. I think he would just get a little stronger from it. I think he'd be able to handle the cold.
Probably.
That's just my opinion.
I just got to say real quick, I just want to say, I don't know if you know this, I just want to say it's a little thing I just made up, but fuck, now I forgot.
You could say it.
Say what you just said and I'll remember again. Quick. Come on. Oh, it's gone.
Sheboygan.
No. It's gone.
Payne said it was too late to say whether he suffered any long-term effects, which I think is... not possible based on he can stay out in the cold. Does that jog your memory?
No. It's gone. Thank you.
All right.
I was trying to... Yeah, never mind.
What who's
I can't look at the chat and make jokes at the same time,
it's
obviously.
It's complex, dude.
It is. They're nuts. It's crazy. And there's only like one of them in there. There's just typing a whole bunch. No, there's like six people in there. We're
nice,
popular.
Dude. We're
no,
going
we're
up.
Really actually popular. I don't know if you know this.
We are?
No. Yes. All right, is that it for that story, please?
Yes, that was it.
And may I see the time, please?
The time?
No, the other time. Did you seriously just go to look at your watch?
Is that what you want?
Wow, yes, thank you. All right, well, we should probably do some clues and get the fuck out
of
here.
Hey, I just want to say, either time would have pretty much let you know, considering you know what time we started.
I don't, though. That's the thing.
It's probably like 8:45.
Damn it, I had another good story I wanted to read. Oh, well. All right. Well, that's how it goes, I guess, sometimes when you just have to say real quick just one more thing. Raging Clue, thejamhole.com/forums, a little game we play when we have clues to deuce. Basically, you go on the internet, you find nasty, fucked up shit, you post it in here with a link and a clue, and from the clue, we have to figure out what the fuck the picture is. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely. Let's find out. I can't look yet, though. I'm going to have to look over his screen.
Why don't you go there and look?
Where is it?
Jamhole.com/forums.
Oh, God damn.
God damn it.
Okay. Oh, God.
All right. Well, while you're going there, the first clue is, with grenades, you only get 5 seconds. with grenades, you only get 5 seconds. What are you doing?
I'm scrolling through. Okay, I'll just type it out, whatever.
Wow. So I'm going to probably say it's just a dude that got his fucking hand blown off from a fucking grenade. Is that...
Yeah, that's pretty fair to say.
Yeah. MDS says, I just got to say real quick, never mind.
Oh, well, thanks.
But Paulo says, you want an x-ray picture of my dick?
What?
I think I already saw that on your Twitter, twitter.com/jamhole. Follow us. Lots of cool shit.
Fuck
follow
it, I'm
Paulo
looking at yours.
Too. Because he puts, it's, forget it, dude. Just come sit over here.
I was
something.
Going, yeah, I was about
so
to.
So what do you think? With grenades, you only get 5 seconds.
The guy got blown to shit with fucking grenades,
that's
man.
What I think.
Whoever put that up is not very creative with their clue.
Well, let's see. Survey says it might totally not be that. Oh, it's a just body parts. That's kind of what you said.
It's kind of an old school like horror film. Kinda. Possibly like a zombie movie or something, except for it might be real.
Yeah, because they're dark skin colored, and that usually happens in third world countries.
People get blown to shit. Oh, dude, did you guys see the new Rambo? I
yes,
just want to say,
that
was intense movie, dude. Kind of
like that.
Yeah. Where they just, like, take these landmines and throw them out in the swampy water, and they're like, here, go run through that. We're going to take bets and see who makes it. And then people just get blown to shit, and you just see splashes of blood, like, 15 feet in the air.
As any good, you know, Rambo.
Yeah, they really
movie.
Did well with that one, although long and pointless, definitely
well,
bloody.
What do you kind of know that going into something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. It's called Rambo.
All right, next clue, chest pains.
Someone got blasted in the chest for sure.
With a Mossberg Sun 500.
By an 11-year-old girl. All right, let's check it.
All right, hold on. Got to post it in the chat. Oops. Yes, that's right. And then survey fucking says it's... Is that a...
Ow!
Is that a boomerang? Oh, no, it's a
it's
knife.
A straight up, it's a knife, dude.
You got... Shot through the heart and
you're too late.
You had a knife shoved with the blade. What was that?
I don't know. I think it
was
the bell.
Something. Never mind. All right. So thank you.
You know, I was looking at like Rotten.com and like old school war movies and like what's that one? Faces of Death. I was watching that shit when I was like 12 and 13.
Yeah.
None of
that,
this gets under my skin.
You know
at the
what?
Time, though, it freaked me out. But
what
now,
that stuff does, that gets you ready for the internet.
The
and then
internet.
The internet, you're on there, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Instead of like being all, oh, my God, what the
dude.
Why would you do that?
What was that movie?
You're all good.
Knocked Up. The little girl's like, I Googled murder today. I don't want my kids Googling murder.
Yeah.
I don't want that shit, but they're going to do it. Curiosity kills the cat, lets it out of the bag, and
that
fucking regurgitates it on Rotten.com.
All right, we have like 3 more clues to get to before 2 hours.
Sorry, I've been kind of getting
this
crazy.
One is called When a Horse is Involved, It's a Car Insurance Claim for the Ages. It's probably that one picture that's been going around that of that fucking...
Horse diving through a window?
No.
Of a car?
What? No, maybe, but I saw this picture of a car that had hit a horse, and it's just all fucked up and
like
crumpled.
Mangled.
That's why I think it is. Paste it in the chat, and then survey fucking says...
Let's see what it has to say.
It's... What the fuck is that? Oh, yeah, it's a horse's...
Guts spilling out the side of a window.
That almost looks fake. Like, those guts are very vivid and vibrant and brightly colored.
And tasty looking.
Tasty. Oh, man, that makes me hungry now. All right, next clue. Don't go hiking. It's a dude that got mauled by a bear.
Or possibly was walking through the woods and stepped in a bear trap, which would hurt.
Do you think?
Or feel good.
Or feel good, depending on what you're into. Survey fucking says, it's a skeleton that's been picked apart by vultures.
I think that's
it's right. Prometheus.
Prometheus. Remember Prometheus and Bob?
What?
It's an alien and a caveman. They hang out. It was.
No,
on,
I don't.
It was on that show Kablam back on Nickelodeon back in the day. Remember that shit?
Kind of.
I do.
All right. Last clue of tonight is Braden's vagina.
Is it a sandbox?
Is it a sandbox? Is it a picture of Braden's actual vagina? Survey fucking says,
oh,
it's pooping on vaginas.
That's gnarly. That's a gross picture.
Hey, this is only a compressed snapshot. Go see the high-quality movie at scatmembers.com. is just,
wow,
you know, what,
dude,
it says.
That's why I'm not into that.
I'm that. What part of that looks even remotely appealing
to anybody? I,
like,
don't get it. Some people,
poop,
are into that.
Poop is gross. Why? How could you be into poop?
Vaginas are weird looking, and poop is gross.
I much prefer the vagina than the poop.
Yeah. One time I saw a porn where a chick took a shit on a plate in the middle of a park.
I took a shit on money once and paid my rent in it. We called them poo dollars. But that wasn't how poo dollars were invented. Actually, poo dollars were invented back in the day when people used to hang out at Finnegan's and it was cool and your waitress was a bitch because all you did was sat there, drink coffee, and smoke cigarettes. So you would go in the bathroom and you would smear poop on your dollars and leave them to her as a tip.
Poo
so
dollars.
Not only are you getting shitty, you have a shitty fucking life because you're working at fucking
Finnegan's
as, ugh, a waitress at night. So, and then you're getting tipped in poo dollars. I'm very surprised if anyone, like,
that
if,
she didn't commit suicide.
Right.
You know what I used to do?
That's what I'm saying.
At Finnegan's, we used to do this when I was like 14 or 15. You know, everybody's just now getting cars. So we're staying out late and that kind of thing. People would walk by and we thought it was clever to, like, make fart noises as they walk by. So we'd be like, and
right,
people would be like, what? Who farted? And
oh,
we'd get a laugh out of it.
Whoever smelt it dealt it. Oh, come on.
Get
little
that.
Something I just made up.
But I could just imagine these 25-year-old waitresses and these 15-year-old horny-ass boys running around, and everybody's just like, whoa, you guys need to chill. And the hot chicks are just like, yeah, manager, kick them out. Actually, I remember one time we had a laser pointer get kicked out of there. Thought I'd share.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, that's really lame. I'm sorry, guys. I'm wasting your time with that.
Damn it. All right, well, you got anything else? I know you do, so I'm not even going to ask you. So,
no,
thank you guys
was great.
So much for another awesome 2 hours. We're banging out 2 hour fucking episodes like it's nobody's fucking business. So, like I said, if there's people listening, I'm not talking about like 26 and Paulo and MDS. I'm saying people other than who already is our, like, that hangout and is the core fucking support base, you
the
know,
foundation.
Like, if there's anybody else, just an email that says yes or no, either or. You don't even have to put anything in the thing. Just send a fucking email. I don't care.
Anything
I'm just
funny,
curious.
Anything
I'm just,
funny, some pictures,
I'm
some
just
laughs,
curious.
Some moments you've ever had.
Because I look at the download numbers of each episode, and I know,
people
I
are
fucking
listening.
Know there's people listening. So I just need for all y'all to just say hi or something.
Yeah, dude, feedback's good.
That's
whatever
all I'm
you
saying.
Can give us. Whatever any you have to offer.
Email info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com for everything else. Thejamhole.com/forums if you would like to come hang out with us there. Thejamhole.com/donate if you would like to give me money because I'm funny and stuff or something.
That's a comedian.
I don't know. Whatever. So, yeah, twitter.com/jamhole, youtube.com/jamhole. We will put more videos up as I have time to edit them, probably tonight, tomorrow, the weekend, because I got fucking shit to do.
Keep your guys' eyes and ears open. We've got a few tricks up our sleeves.
I got a few tricks down my pants, if you know
not
what I mean.
Me.
Stop sucking my cock!
Why do you do this?
All right. Well, we'll talk to you guys possibly Saturday if Braden's off. I will be down to do a show if he wants to. Other than that, we will talk to you Monday for sure around 7 or 8 p.m. with just me or me and Ben or me and Matt, whoever I can find to come hang out with me. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
This is true.
Hasta luego.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.